Chapter 31. Mel Donner leaned on the doorbell of Seagram's house in Chevy Chase and stifled a yawn. Seagram opened the door and stepped out onto the front porch. They nodded silently, without the usual early morning pleasantries, and walked to the curb and Donner's car. Seagram sat and gazed dully out the side window, his eyes ringed with dark circles. Donner slipped the car into gear.
"You look like Frankenstein's monster before he came alive," Donner said. "How late did you work last night?"
"Actually came home early," Seagram replied. "Bad mistake. Should have worked late. Simply gave Dana and me more time to fight. She's been so damn condescending lately, it drives me up the wall. I finally got pissed and locked myself in the study. Fell asleep at my desk. I ache in places I didn't know existed."
"Thank you," Donner said, smiling.
Seagram turned, puzzled. "Thank you for what?"
"For adding another brick under my determination to remain single."
They were both silent while Donner eased through Washington's rush hour traffic.
"Jean," Donner said at last, "I know this is a touchy subject. Put me on your shit list if you will. But you're beginning to come across like a self-tortured cynic."
There was no reaction from Seagram, so Donner forged ahead.
"Why don't you take a week or two off and take Dana to a quiet, sunny beach somewhere? Get away from Washington for a while. The defense installation construction is going off without a hitch, and there's nothing we can do about the Byzanium except sit back and pray that Sandecker's boys at Numa salvage it from the Titanic."
"I'm needed now more than ever," Seagram said flatly.
"You're only kidding yourself into an ego trip. At the moment, everything is out of our hands."
A grim smile touched Seagram's lips. "You're closer to the truth than you can imagine."
Donner glanced at him. "What do you mean?"
"It's out of our hands," Seagram repeated vacantly. "The president ordered me to leak the Sicilian project to the Russians."
Donner pulled over to the curb and looked at Seagram, dumbfounded. "My God, why?"
"Warren Nicholson over at CIA has convinced the president that by feeding bits of hard data on the project to the Russians, he can get control of one of their top intelligence networks."
"I don't believe a word of it," Donner said.
"It makes no difference what you believe," Seagram said brusquely.
"If what you say is true, what good will the Russians get out of bits and scraps? Without the necessary detailed equations and calculations, it'd take them at least 2 years to put a workable theory on paper, and without Byzanium, the whole concept is worthless."
"They could build a working system within 30 months if they get their hands on the Byzanium first."
"Impossible. Admiral Kemper had never permitted. He'd send the Russians packing in a hurry if they tried to pirate the Titanic."
"Suppose," Seagram murmured softly, "just suppose Kemper was ordered to lay back and do nothing."
Donner leaned over the wheel and rubbed his forehead in disbelief. "Are you asking me to believe the President of the United States is working with the communists?"
Seagram shrugged wearily and said, "How can I ask you to believe anything when I don't know what to believe myself?"